Good evening to everybody. This is the second shiur, second installment in our series of shiurim on tshuva. Last week we spoke about tshuva as a form of connecting with God, as a opportunity, as a vehicle to build, develop our relationship with Hashem. This evening I'd like to start to talk about the reasons that Chazal instituted standardized times for tshuva, what we refer to as shachas ben chamarev. And develop that idea to understand why we have to daven at three different times during the day, in the morning, afternoon, and evening. If indeed the purpose of tefillah is, as we mentioned last week, a connection, a vehicle, so theoretically and seemingly we should have the opportunity to connect when we want to connect, how we want to connect, and at a time and a place and a space that we want to connect. So what is the reason that Chazal created standardized times for tefillah specifically? I'd like to start with the Rambam. The Rambam in the first halacha, in the first chapter of Hilchos Tefillah, writes as follows: Mitzvos asei lehispal b'chol yom. It is a positive commandment to daven daily. Shneimar, the Rambam quotes the pasuk, va'avadatem es Hashem elokeichem. The Rambam understands that pasuk to mean based upon the Medrashim, which say mipi hashmua shavoda zvitzila. The word avoda in the pasuk, va'avadatem es Hashem elokeichem, which literally can be translated as you should worship Hashem, your God. But it's translated and understood by Chazal to mean that avoda means tshuva. Therefore, v'avadatem es Hashem elokeichem means ula'avdo b'chol levavchem. Chazal say, ezohi avoda shaboyev. What is it that is considered to be worship of the heart? Zo tshuva. The Rambam clearly understands that the verse, the biblical pasuk, in the Torah, in Sefer Dvarim, v'avadatem es Hashem elokeichem, is referring to tshuva. And therefore, the Rambam understands for that reason that the prayer, tefillah itself, is a positive mitzvah, one of the Tariq mitzvahs, one of 613 commandments. However, the Rambam continues and finishes halacha aleph by saying, "Vein minin atzilos from the Torah." The amount of tefillos that we daven, the three tefillos that we daven on a daily basis, are not midiraisa. Lo mishna atzilah zos from the Torah, and not the text of tefillah is midiraisa. Vein l'tefillos man kavua mil Torah, and furthermore, midiraisa, there is no set and organized and arranged time for tefillah as well. The amount of tefillah, the time of tefillah, and the text of tefillah, according to the Rambam, are all midrabanan. However, the concept of tefillah is a din d'oraisa. The Ramban, Nachmanides, famously argues on the opinion of the Rambam, and the Ramban understands that absolutely, positively not, tefillah is never midrabanan. Not in the concept, and not in practice. Not the three times a day, certainly, not the text, certainly, and not the organization of tefillah. But tefillah itself, and the pasuk, v'avadatem es Hashem elokeichem, although Chazal say, ezohi avoda shabuyev zot tefillah, the Ramban, Nachmanides, did not understand that that is a positive mitzvah d'oraisa. However, if you look further in the opinion and the position of the Ramban in his Hasagos, in his commentary, his gloss on the opinion of the Ramban does say that there's one time that tefillah is midiraisa, and that's what he calls be'es tzara, in the time of great need. That could be communal need, it could be an individual's particular need, whether it's for refuah, whether it's for a shidduch, whether it's for looking for parnasa, whatever the definition is of eis tzara, which the Ramban doesn't explain to us what an eis tzara is, what a time of need is, that prayer, says the Ramban, that prayer is midiraisa. Rav Soloveitchik Zichron Levracha understood from this machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, not only does it have halachic import of significance and many nafkamina, which I'm not going to discuss this evening, but he understands that there was a very, very important philosophical difference that emerges from the position of the Rambam and the position of the Ramban. He understood that according to Rambam, tefillah is a connection with God. Tefillah is an opportunity to engage our Creator, to connect to our Creator throughout the course of the day, at any time you want, and at any moment you want. So much so, the Mishnah Berurah quotes from Magen Avraham, and poskim understand that according to the Rambam, the definition of tefillah is always that tefillah is derived. That means anything I say, even in the morning, Moda ani lefanecha melachai v'kayim, shechazarta b'nishmasi b'chem l'rav v'munasech. As soon as I say that, according to the Rambam, I fulfilled my biblical obligation to pray. And in Moda ani, I thank God and I appreciate and I recognize God's goodness in allowing me to have another day. So Rabbi Soloveitchik understood that according to Rambam, tefillah is an opportunity to thank God, it's an opportunity to ask Hashem for something, but it's the basic element of a connection and a ability to have a relationship with God. Ramban, however, understands that tefillah is midiraisa and eis tzara. The Ramban understands that every prayer has the notion of being eis tzara. At every point in the day, every moment of the day, every span of the day, throughout the course, they were always in a state of need. We are, as mortals, need God. We recognize that with God we are nothing. Hashem is everything and we are nothing. And the only opportunity that we have to connect to Hashem is because it's an eis tzara. Throughout our day, every breath that we take and every action that we take is all with God's grace, and therefore everything and every moment, shachris, mincha, ma'ariv, are always an eis tzara. Therefore, Soloveitchik explained that really there is no disagreement between the position of the Rambam and the Ramban. They just had two different notions as to what tefillah is. The Rambam understands that all three tefillos, and whenever I'm praying, that is a connection to God, and that's my way to forge a relationship, and it's a vehicle to create that relationship with God. The Ramban, on the other hand, understands that tefillah is always a need. It's always a necessity. It's always finding me in a state of requiring God's goodness and God's kindness. I'm always in a place of tzara. I'm always in that predicament, and I'm always in certain extent walking a tightrope, and I need Hashem to make sure that I'm able to cross the mountain. And therefore, the Ramban understands that all tefillah is d'oraisa, not an eis tzara, as we classically would define a tzara as a moment of terrible, terrible distress. But really, our whole day is up to God and with God, and as a result, we need Hashem. Based upon the way we understand this machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, I'd like to try to develop an idea and understanding of shachris mincha ma'ariv, understand the reason for standardized prayer, and hopefully we can walk away having a better appreciation and a way to connect to God in three different ways. The Gemara Brachos and the Chavav and Beis cites the machlokas Amoraim as to who created and who set up the prayers, the tefillos that we call shachris mincha and ma'ariv. The first position is the position of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, and he says, Tfilos Avos Titnum. Our forefathers set up tfilos. And if you're familiar with Sefer Bereishis, you all know that there are psukim which seem to indicate that Avram Avinu set up shachris, and that's clearly indicated by the Gemara here. The pasuk says, Vayashkim Avram Baboka. Avram arose in the morning. And the Gemara understands that what did Avram do when he was Vayashkim, when he arose in the morning? He davened tfilos shachris. The Gemara says that the pasuk which reads "Vayetze Yitzchak lasuach fatla basadeh," that Yitzchak went out to be suach sicha. He went out to speak in the field. That's referring to the institution that Yitzchak made of the second field of mincha. Finally, the pasuk that says regarding Yaakov Avinu "Vayishka b'makom ha'u" is referring to Yaakov's institution and creation and initiating the field that we refer to as ma'ariv. The first position, as Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina understands, Tfilos Avos Tiknum, as the, each of those three psukim seem to indicate. The second position of the Gemara is the position of Yeshua ben Levi. Yeshua ben Levi understands, Tfilos Kineged Tmidin Tiknum. Our forefathers, it's true, maybe they davened, maybe they didn't daven, maybe those psukim mean something else. But Yeshua ben Levi understands that Tfilah, prayer, institutional prayer, is based upon the Tmidin, based upon the Karbanos, and Shekneset Sagdola instituted after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Even though you can't bring Karbanos anymore, nonetheless, there still should be an institution that we call Tfilah, and that's what we have, Shachris Mincha Ma'ariv. Shachris was the Karban Tamid Shel Shachar. The Mincha prayer was Keneged, the Karban Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim, and Ma'ariv is Keneged, the Ivarim Upadarim, the fast, the sinews that were never burnt, that didn't finish burning, that were burnt at Tfilas Ma'ariv. How do we paskin, or how do we conclude? What's the Gemara's understanding? Was it the Avos, or was it Keneged Tmidin? The Gemara concludes that the basic understanding and the premises, Eim Lecha Tfilos Avos Tiknum, really the forefathers, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, they instituted and they standardized the Tfilos that we know it. However, Asmichinu Rabbanan Akarbanos, the rabbis created and understood and expressed that Tfilah is mandatory based upon the Karbanos. Because really, the way the Ritva understands the Gemara, that certainly the Avos instituted Tfilah. That's what Avram did in the morning. That's what Yitzchak did in the afternoon. That's what Yaakov did in the evening. However, when they instituted and when they davened, they did it for themselves. But they didn't create a standard and a organization and a chiyuv, and they didn't make it mandatory for us as Jews to daven. They did it for themselves. However, the rabbis instituted the requirement of tefillah, the chova, the requirement of tefillah based upon the karbanos. That's the way the Ritva understands the Gemara. That's the way Rashi understands the Gemara. So yes, indeed, the initiation of tefillah is based upon the avos, but the institution, the standardization, and the requirement of tefillah is based upon the karbanos, and that's what the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah did. But let's understand, what is it that Avram did in the morning? What is it that Yitzchak did in the afternoon? And what is it that Yaakov did in the evening? And what is it that we have to understand about our relationship with God in Shacharis Mincha Maariv? The Vilna Gaon understands, and this is where many Mefarshei HaSiddur understand, that Shacharis and Mincha Maariv speak to three different relationships that man has with God. Shacharis, when we wake up in the morning, is the ability to thank Hashem for allowing us to have another day. We survive the evening, we wake up, we see the blue sky, whether it's cold, whether it's hot, but we see the day beginning again. It's the ability to wake up and to recognize that I passed the night and I have a whole day ahead of me. And I have such gratitude and recognition of God's kindness and goodness to put me in this situation. I'm refreshed from the evening. I slept. I'm awake. I'm energized. I'm alive. I'm here. And even though something didn't go as well as I may have wanted it to go yesterday, I'm ready to start again. It's fresh. It's awake. That's what the sunshine has to teach us. And that's the reaction. And that's the relationship that we have with God at Shacharis. We say all the Berachas HaShachar. We say, Zokef Kefuvet, that my back is straight. We say, Pokeach Evri, my eyes can see. And I thank God, and throughout the Psukim de Zimra, up until Baruch Hu, recognizing, look at nature, look outside, look at creation, look how much God does for the world, look how much God does for me. And I'm so happy, and I'm so excited. I'm rejuvenated, and my relationship with God reflects that excitement and that enthusiasm. Mincha, however, has a different focus. In the middle of the day and toward the end of the day, when the requirement of mincha begins, that's the busiest time that I have during the day. I'm busy with business. I'm busy with meetings. I am busy with my family. And at that moment when I say, you know what, it's kochi v'otzim yadish asali asachayel zeh, it's because of me, myself, and I. I'm the one who has done everything. I've created. I made the deal. I fixed this. I made that. I created this. That's when man has the opportunity to say, it's all because of me, that we stop and we say, wait a moment. I have to connect to God. I have to relate. I have to recognize how much God does for me. At that moment when I think that it's all about me, I stop and I say, wait a moment. Three steps back. And I say, Hashem, I have a relationship with you. It's because of you that I'm being so successful. And then finally, Tzilas Maariv, third and final Tzilas, although the Jewish day starts in the evening, and one can argue that Maariv is really the first prayer of the day, nonetheless, the last Tzilas, Tzilas Maariv, is a Tzilas of Emunah, a Tzilas of faith. It's a Tzilas when I say to Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after everything that's happened throughout the course of the day, things were great or things were tough. There were highs and there were lows. There were things that were confusing, things that I don't understand, things that I do understand. At the end of the day, I say to God, Hashem, I trust and I believe you. And I recognize you, Hashem, that you have done everything for me. You have created me. And I believe even if things were great, it's because of you. And if things weren't great, I know it can be better tomorrow. This three relationships and three different ways that we relate to God in Shacharis, Mincha, Maariv show itself based upon a Gemara in Brachos and Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara says that the two tefillos that we say at Shacharis and Maariv reflect this relationship. Rav says, Kol shlo amar emes v'yatziv shachris, v'emes v'muna arvis lo yatzi yidei chavasa. Anybody who doesn't say the tefillah in the morning of the yatzi v'nachal, that's the tefillah following Shema, and anybody who doesn't say v'emuna kolzos and mar following Shema, did not fulfill their obligation. Why? Based upon the pasuk in Tehillim, which says, l'hagid ba'boker chastecha v'emunasecha b'leilos. Tefillah in the morning, shachris of the yatziv v'nachal. What do I say in that tefillah? I recognize and I tell Hashem, everything is clear. Yatziv, Nachon, Kayam, Yasha, Neman, Oh, everything is straight, it's clear. Kadosh Baruch Hu, you took us out of Mitzrayim. You helped us cross the Yam Suf. I see you clearly. That's the chesed of Hashem. That's the ability to feel and to touch and to hold and to grasp God and to sense God with five-finger clarity. And I have to say, the Yatziv and Nachon. In the evening, however, what do we say? The Emunah calls us. Kadosh Baruch Hu, I have faith. I believe in you, regardless of what happened. And that faith is going to take us from Mitzrayim and continue moving us and catapulting us and taking us to the future. Shacharis and Mincha are the two bookends. Shacharis is Chesed. Maariv is Emunah. Two different aspects in our relationship with Hashem. And Mincha is crunched in the middle. And Mincha is this notion that in the middle of the day, when it's hardest to see Hashem to a certain extent because I'm so busy with myself and my wife and my family and my business and everything and all the activities that we as men and humans are involved with, we have to stop and tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I have a relationship with you. If you look a little bit closer at each of these prayers, Shachris, Mincha, Maariv, which were instituted by Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov, you take a look at the lives of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, you could also sense that this was the relationship that Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov had with God. In his book, The World of Prayer, Rabbi Eli Monk, in a beautiful, beautiful two-volume work, which explains many of the daily tefillos, explains that if you look at the life of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, you see such an expression of their relationship with God. Avram was a man who brought God into this world. He was a person who allowed others to see Hashem. It's the beginning and the foundation of the world in Mesopotamia. It's the beginning of the founding of the Jewish people to a certain extent. There was clarity. The world bowed to Avram. Everybody understood that this human being is holy, that this person is beyond reproach. He is a godly individual. People were taken by Avram, by Sarah. And Avram Avinu had that ability to transform the world and to transform people. That's chesed. The world was clear. It was at, to a certain extent, at the height of civilization, at the height of all of creation, of all of mankind. Avram, those days were days of glory. His tent was open. Hashem appeared to him, and he allowed other people to look and to peer and to glean and to see and connect to God. That's shachar. That's shachar. That's chesed. However, the life of his son, of Yitzchak, was not as obvious, was not as clear. Yitzchak, to a certain extent, struggled by the fact that many, many were envious of his and his father, the fact that he received Birchas Avram, that he was the chosen son and not Yishmael, that allowed there to be certainly some level of animosity. And the world wasn't as clear. And Yitzchak had to struggle to continue the state and the relationship and the monotheism which Avram Avinu taught and strove to bring into the world. But Yitzchak had to struggle to do that, and it wasn't as clear. And Yitzchak had to fight, and Yitzchak had to show, and he had to prove whether it was a plishtim or unburying the wells that his father dug, or throughout his life creating relationship between his two sons, Yaakov and Esau. He didn't have that same clarity, that same sense of shachar, of chesed, that his father had. And of course, of all of the avos, if there was one of the avos who had the most difficult life, the most struggles, of course, Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov struggled with his brother Esau. He struggled with his father-in-law Lavan. His son, Yosef, of course, was missing for upwards of 2 decades, and his daughter, Dina, was abducted. 4 trials and tribulations that Yaakov suffered throughout his life. And, of course, of any of the avos, there's Emunah, it's the life of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov was the only of the avos that wasn't in Eretz Israel. Avram left Canaan to go to, left Haran to go to Canaan, to manage, to travel, to reach Eretz Israel, and he did. Yitzchak never left Eretz Israel. He was an Ola Tamim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you can't leave. And Yaakov was always outside of Eretz Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to him with Maros HaLaila in the evening. Yaakov is very much connected tonight, and Tfilas Yaakov Yifka B'makam Ahu sheds light on the relationship that Yaakov Avinu had with God, a relationship of Emunah. So it's no surprise, of course, that the institution of Shachar, the initiation of Shachar, is Avram's Tfilah, Mincha is Yitzchak's Tfilah, and Maariv, of course, is Yaakov's Tfilah. Each of the avos created and celebrated a particular relationship with God that they saw as their primary relationship with God. Nonetheless, in our lives, we have to show 3 different aspects. We don't have that ability to connect Hashem just in one of those 3. We're challenged to reach Hashem in times of glory, in times of shachris, in times of chesed, in times of thanks, of gratitude, of recognition. And we're also challenged to speak to Hashem in times of maariv, in times of night, in times of struggle, the eis tzara that we talked about in the world of the Ramban. And of course, mincha being the powerful tefillah, the one where we have so much invested in our own lives, when it's most hard often to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to stop ourselves and say, and pinch ourselves and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're with us, and you create that relationship with us. So that reason that standardized times for tefillah are so important, we often think that because we could just create the relationship, so we should be able to do that at any time. Imagine ever wanting only to speak to your spouse whenever you want, and you'll think that that will be the most successful relationship. But a spouse expects that throughout the course of their day, there has to be a communion, there has to be a relationship that takes place. And if a particular relationship or a meeting is supposed to happen and it doesn't, that jeopardizes the success of the relationship because the meeting didn't take place. You can't just connect to your beloved whenever you want and whenever you feel. There has to be a give and a get. There has to be a relationship and a give and take. And it can't just be up to me to suggest when the best time for prayer is, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu also has a buy-in. It's his relationship, it's our relationship, and we have to be connected. Just like a spouse has to be connected at different times during the day and expects to be connected at different times of the day, so too our standardized times for prayer also speak to our relationship with God. We have to give, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives that. Yaakov Emden, in his Siddur, explains, and piggybacking upon this comment, explains that Hashem throughout the day creates special times to connect and to communicate with us. Hashem waits to hear our prayers, Shachris, Mincha, and Marv. Those are times when the Kadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol opens his palace and opens his office and says, here I am, I'm waiting for you, I'm waiting for that tefillah because I know this is our appointed time. Shachris, Mincha and Marv. Of course you could connect, and of course you could reach me and connect to me, and we can engage in relationships throughout the day, whenever, however, through the words that we choose or through the actual text that is part and parcel of what we call the Siddur today. But nonetheless, we have to recognize and appreciate that the standardization, the creation of the times for davening are so much so. The Jew starts and begins his day in the morning. Our heart is filled with gratitude. The vitality, the vigor, the excitement, the enthusiasm, the potential that the day has to offer, that's the first tefillah day, that's the tefillah of Chesed. The second tefillah we could call Din, the judgment. That's why Yitzchak was a man of judgment. And it's an opportunity to create and connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that realm. Finally, when the night closes in, we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Hashem protects us and gives us rachamim and gives us mercy. And those are the stars represent. That the ability to create and to look for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in each of these three times. So when we have our relationship with God, and we have the opportunity to hone in to Shacharis, to Mincha and Marv, these are the opportune times, the perfect times, the appointed times, to make sure that we create that relationship that HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much desires. The things that we say and the times that we create and relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu are those opportunities. So albeit that according to the Rambam, we fulfill our mitzvah d'oraisa, even with the slightest mention of Mode Ani, as the Magen Avraham understands. And even if according to the Ramban, tefillah is not d'oraisa only based tzara, whether you understand that based tzara is shachas min chamarv or not. The point and the purpose of tefillah, as we discussed last week, is to create that relationship. And the relationship can only be successful if it is engendering a regular relationship. We can't just allow sporadically to connect because that's not a real relationship. Two people who love each other connect to each other throughout the day, throughout the course of the day. And that allows the relationship to develop even when it does not in the standard form and not in the standard opportunity. Wish everybody a wonderful evening.